Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Glad to be joined by David Morehouse, Penguins president and CEO, Beachview's finest, on the horn with us now. Good morning, David. Thanks for making some time today for us. We really appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to start with a question that I'm not going to ask you because I know that Jim Rutherford made it very clear at his departure that he doesn't wish to discuss it at all. But I wanted to make clear, because I know a lot of people asked us, are you going to ask David about Jim Rutherford's departure? Because both of what you have said in the past, both at Jim's departure and the hiring of Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, as well as what Jim had to say about it most recently this weekend of The Athletic, that it's not a path we're going to go down here this morning. We're more interested in talking to you about what the atmosphere is going to be like at PPG Paints Arena tonight for the first game with fans back in the building in a year, and all the work that's gone into making this happen on very short notice.
First, just let me say Jim Rutherford's a Hall of Fame general manager. And he was a Hall of Fame general manager when he got here, and he won two cups for us here, and I consider him a good friend, and we appreciate the years that he put in here. And along those lines, I mean, you can go back to Badger Bob and Scotty Bowman and Craig Patrick, and now we have Brian Burke and Ron Hextall. So I think in continuing that line of bringing the best in the business to Pittsburgh, both on and off the ice and in the front office, we've achieved that. Now tonight it's an exciting day for us. It's an exciting day for our fans, and it's an exciting day for our players. I mean, it's the first step in a process. We're open to 15%. It's about 2,800 people. Tickets went on sale yesterday. We found out at 11:30 yesterday afternoon that we could open. The season ticket holders had the first shot at them until 10 o'clock this morning, and then we opened it up. And we're expecting that energy to resonate with the players. Even though it is only 2,800 people, it's different than playing in front of an empty arena. So we think it'll provide some energy. The most important thing for me is, you know, we're able to get people back to work. The arena workers are able to come back, the ushers, the food service workers, all the distributors that rely on the Penguins and the Pirates and Steelers, for that matter, for distribution, you know, anything as simple as buns, hot dog buns. There's a lot of small businesses that rely on us. And there's a lot of tax revenue we generate that has been missing. So it's good to be part of the first step in a process to getting back to normalcy.
David, I hadn't really thought about this, but I saw a couple of tweets about it with Selena Pompiani. What kind of in-game entertainment limitations are there? What are you going to still be able to do some of the things that you do between periods and during the games? How is that going to work?
Yeah, I think we've continued to do that even without fans. So it's been like the center on board, you know, has had videos, has had music. That's mainly for the players, to make sure the players feel as much at home as they can. That they're used to hearing the same things and seeing the same things. Now it'll actually be for players and fans, but We continue to plan on doing what we have been doing in the past. And we have some of the best production people in the business. And so we're excited about that part of it, too.
Penguins president and CEO David Morehouse, kind enough to join us for a few minutes this morning to talk about fans back in the building. And it strikes me, David, that the timing couldn't be more perfect. A five-game homestand and three of them against the Flyers. What it means to you to for the first couple of games back in the building to be against the arch rival?
I think that's the best part of it. I mean, in such a unorthodox format, which I think is going to become orthodox. It's you know, to play Philly three games in a row at home. You know, it's a pretty good package. I couldn't imagine a better way to start off a season. And you know, as we start this season, there's going to be some things that are different. We're doing all mobile ticketing. We're going to have a verbal health promise that's going to end up as we get things our technology up to date. You'll check a box saying you haven't had any of the symptoms of COVID, haven't been exposed to anyone with COVID. Mandatory face masks and all bags are prohibited, and everything's going to be cashless. So just like at the Giant Eagle, your self-checkout, and what people have gotten used to during this COVID crisis, unfortunately, is using their Apple Pay and using credit cards. We've made a lot of changes in the off season. We didn't just sit back and wait. We actually had some plans to move in this direction, and we just decided to accelerate it. But we have a lot of what we call grab and go concessions, where you're not bellying up to the hot dog stand anymore. You can do mobile ordering and pick up. You can walk through a grab and go, grab popcorn on your left, a Coke on your right, and set it on what's called a mash machine. It prices it, you scan it, and you walk away. You're going to see a different kind of arena coming in. You know, everyone's used to doing what we've had to do during COVID. So in the beginning, we're going to start off that way. When we presented, you know, what was almost like a phone book of data to the state on reopening, the one thing UPMC just kept telling us over and over again, we have upgrades to our HVAC. We have a drone that sprays after games. It sprays the seating area. We have these cashless transactions, mobile ticketing. We have a robot that does floor scrubbing. We have all these bells and whistles. And what UPMC said, the most important thing by far are masks and hand washing. So those are the things we're going to focus most on. And we think we'll be a model for the rest of the league in how we do things.
Oh, David, I knew that you guys had planned, you know, contingencies. I'm sorry, ready for whenever you got the go ahead. But did you guys have any kind of a kind of inside knowledge that you were going to find out yesterday, just before noon, that you're going to have about 18 or not 18? You'd have about 36 hours to get ready for a game. And then a follow up to that is, I'm guessing you guys have contingencies in place for when the capacity increases, if it does here in the next month or two, to maybe, you know, 30%, that you guys would be ready to go if and when that happens.
Yeah, Rich Hickson, who's our vice president, who's in charge of the arena, and Gary Desjardins from ASM Global that runs the arena. We have contingencies for 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%, all the way up. So we have, the seating is going to be social distance. You'll be able to buy seats in blocks of four, but that doesn't limit you to just buying four. You can buy two blocks of four if you want to buy eight. And fours and twos, there'll be 6 feet, so there won't be anyone sitting in front of you or behind you, and you won't have to cross over people as you're moving in and out of your seats. So they've done a pretty good job at 15%. It's fairly easy to keep people apart while they're seated. We also have people arriving at different gates at different times. So we're trying to spread out how they're coming into the building and the times they're coming into the building, so that we don't have, people lined up halfway around the building to get in as soon as the gates open. We're also going to open earlier. I'm not sure if we were able to get it together for this game because we only had a day and a half to plan for it. But we're looking to open up an hour and a half to 2 hours earlier so people have more time to kind of, you know, get themselves settled, get in, get something to eat, and get ready for the game. So we're kind of as we move forward, we're making changes and we're making adjustments. And we know that tonight we're going to see things that we're going to need to adjust to, and we're doing this on the fly. But it's exciting. It's hockey. It's live. I've been to all the games here. There's nothing like it. Fans or no fans, you can hear a little bit more language than you do with a full house. But
nothing you haven't heard growing up in Beachview, Dave.
Nothing I haven't heard. I can tell you that. But the sounds of hockey are just great with the skating and the energy that it brings. And I think having people there will just add to that energy in it. And it's good for our fans to have the opportunity to get out of the house. We had season ticket holders. We had a limit of 500 people. So after players, coaches, press, we had extra seats. And we gave them to some of our season ticket holders for our first few games. And, you know, they've come up to me and said, this is my first night out since March. Thank you so much. I get credit for a date night from my wife because I brought my wife. People literally have not been out of their house and have not gone anywhere in just a little under a year. Our last game was, I think it was March 8th or March 7th of last year. That was the last home game. So the building's been empty since, and it's dying for our fans to come back in.
Real quick, before we let you run, David, and thanks so much for making time this morning. We really do appreciate it. As you point out, it's been a long year, and this is going to be, I think, a little bit of a catharsis for the fans that are able to get into the building during this homestand. You mentioned the uniqueness of the scheduling and the three against the Flyers and then the little mini-series that have been set up for the schedule this year because of COVID protocols, but you also alluded to maybe that being a little bit more of a permanent change. Could you see the league considering that going forward?
Yeah, I could see the league definitely considering that. I think maybe not a three-game series, but a two-game series. I think it adds to the excitement, especially interdivision. When I first started here, we played in our division. We played eight games against each team, and that made all of those divisional games that much more important. And that much more of a rivalry. And when you think of our biggest rivals, you think of the Flyers, you think of Washington, you think of the Islanders, you think of the Rangers. So having those games and having more of them and having them in pairs or threes, I think is good for our fans. It's kind of like baseball. You get to see teams play against each other a couple times in a row. Sometimes the emotions carry over. The teams are definitely up for them, and I think it will add that kind of scheduling will add to the excitement of hockey.
Great stuff, David. I know people are incredibly excited to get back into the building, as excited as you are to get them back in the building, and really important point that you brought up at the top, that you know, this is great for folks that work at PPG Paints Arena to get back to work in some small way as well, and certainly not as many people to serve, but any number is better than zero, and we're excited to see fans, and we're excited ourselves to get back into the building as well. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes to talk about what it's going to look like.
All right, and just one more thing. Our workers, we've gotten the best fan award from ESPN Magazine, I think probably five times in the last 10 years. That's because of the workers that work here. They're going to make sure that you have a safe experience here, and they're going to make sure that everything's taken care of and everything's in order, and it's what you expect at a Penguin game. So we're looking forward to that, and thank you for shouting out to our workers again. They deserve a lot of credit for what they've done and what they're going to be doing in the future.
Yeah, and what we've all gone through in the past year, certainly. Thanks again, David. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Penguins president and CEO David Morehouse, kind enough to join us for a while here this morning to talk about what it's going to look like at PPG Paints Arena as fans are allowed back into the games. Again, as he pointed out, perfect that it's happening against the Flyers for three games and a five-game homestand against the Flyers and Rangers. And it's just going to be phenomenal to actually have some energy back in the building. How will that affect things on the ice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.